Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
In the midst of all this, in New York State, also dealing with a troubled vaccine rollout that has only gotten harder this week with winter weather. Aaron Katursky joining us now with more, and much of the country dealing with that weather and how it's impacting the vaccine rollout, including here in New York.
That's right. New York's one of 41 states where vaccination shipments have been delayed or appointments have had to be rescheduled because of the lack of supply. Governor Cuomo said that all of the vaccine that was supposed to ship this week, starting on Monday of this week, ended up not shipping, and only a limited amount was able to get out on Tuesday and Wednesday because it's coming from places where there was bad weather. And so he says that the state's going to try and figure it out, but it could mean that people with appointments in subsequent weeks are going to have to reschedule.
I was going to ask, because we know of one local hospital that canceled appointments this week, but the others haven't. And I was thinking, is this something that we would see eventually, like next week?
Yeah, I think so, right? Because they've been getting supply a couple of weeks out so they can schedule and understand what they'll be getting. So whether the state's going to try and move vaccine around or whether they can just get by with whatever supply they have on hand, we'll see what the governor says later on today. But New York is certainly not alone. Here in the city, they were going to open some long-promised mass vaccine centers in targeted neighborhoods, underserved neighborhoods. That had to be delayed. And then we've seen similar around the country. Governor Phil Murphy said, people are just going to have to be patient.
Wow, it's a tough situation. Aaron, thanks so much for the update. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live, and some of that hampering vaccine efforts here in New York State with the winter weather we've seen over the last week.